stop making excuses for President Trump pushing vaccines on his own followers. It's absurd. We have to require the people we support to act with integrity and to act with the interests of the American people in mind. And there's a conversation going around right now, and I had a phone call with a friend over this, and she says, well, the word is that when Trump was advocating vaccines and saying everybody should take the booster and saying the vaccines are the greatest thing in the world, and that you know, Trump tripling down on his ownership of making the vaccines happen in record time, even though they had to skip long-term trials, but Trump being so proud of this, that the explanation now, in certain circles anyway, is that they had a gun to Trump's head and Trump needed to say this in order to not be killed, but that now that threat has been dealt with and Trump's gonna come out and tell the truth. All right, so let's stop the delusions and the nonsense and the excuse making. Do you hear yourself? Those of you who are espousing this point of view, do you hear yourself? What you are saying is that in order to save himself, Trump condemned his followers to die. That's what you're saying. You're saying that Trump had to tell his people to take a vaccine that he knew was a deadly bioweapon that would kill who knows how many in order to save himself. This is an immoral position on Trump's part. And if he actually were interested in doing the right thing, and frankly, this applies to any of us, the correct answer would be to the person holding the gun to your head, pull the trigger. Pull the trigger, and I will die in service of God and in service of my people by continuing to protect them from you. You pull the trigger, I save my followers, and I save my immortal soul. We all win, so pull the trigger, you son of a bitch. Pull it and send me to eternal victory. But no, that's not what he did, according to this explanation. Trump threw his followers under the bus to save himself. In doing so, he condemned himself to being a betrayer of his own people. And if he betrayed his own people once, if he lied to his followers to save himself, in this context, he would do it again. This is the person you support? This is your choice? Someone who would lie to save his own skin while condemning maybe millions of people to death? You see, a person who does that is a person who believes that their life is more important than everybody else's life. That they are number one. That they are chosen to be here and other people don't matter, and that they themselves don't have to follow the rules that they would demand others follow in terms of morality or Christ-like behavior, that they are somehow exempt from that, and that it's okay for them to lie and deceive others as long as they themselves escape the immediate threat. Friends, that is the most dangerous philosophy to have in the White House. That is the most dangerous philosophy to have on the button of launching nuclear weapons. This is not someone that we want in charge of America if we want America back. This is someone who would throw us under the bus because that's what he did. And similarly, this is someone who has abandoned the J6 political prisoners. This is someone who has, in many ways, abandoned so many people around him who supported him, who lost everything or risked everything to support him. And aside from a few well-deserved pardons, what has Trump done for these other people? From where I stand, all he has really done is condemned you to die via the vaccine bioweapon injection. And that is not acceptable. And we are fools if we make excuses for it. In fact, anyone making excuses for that and continuing to support Trump at this point is a cultist, a Trump cultist. You need to look in the mirror and realize you do not have ethics yourself if that's what you're doing. Where are your standards? Where are your morals? Shouldn't you have higher expectations of the people you choose to support? Now, perhaps Trump is about to be reborn. Perhaps he is going to tomorrow take the microphone and say, I was wrong. Fauci lied to me. It is a dangerous bioweapon. Don't take the shot. I was tricked. I apologize to humanity. This was a horrible crime against humanity. The vaccine is toxic, and so on and so forth. Great. As Christians, we welcome a confession, and we are able to forgive. So I would absolutely support Trump if he were to come out and say that and mean it. And not a scripted explanation, not a strategic meeting with focus group testing, you know, not a campaign strategy, no, but from the heart, something that's genuine, something said with integrity, taking responsibility for what we have done. And none of us are perfect. We've all made mistakes, some mistakes larger than others. But Jesus died for our sins so that we could all be forgiven by God. Apparently, no matter how great the mistake. And so Trump can be forgiven, he can be saved, and we have the obligation to forgive him should he confess to his mistake. And so I am open to that and I welcome that. But will he do that? We shall see. It turns out that people who have really large egos, they tend to be people who don't have the humility to admit their mistakes or to ask for forgiveness. It's hard to say you were wrong. And by the way, in the early days of the pandemic, I was wrong. And I apologized publicly. I apologized to individuals publicly. I was wrong about the severity of the virus in the early months of 2020. And I publicly apologized to several people, like David Icke. I was wrong about David Icke. David had it right. John Rappaport. Even though I never attacked Rappaport, I was wrong and he was right. And I said so publicly. And then the first time I interviewed Dr. Thomas Cowan, I couldn't believe what they were saying. And then they led me on a path of research and understanding about all the falsehoods in the field of virology. And it turned out they were right. And not just Thomas Cowan, but Andrew, Dr. Kaufman, and others. And I scheduled a follow-up interview with them. And I told them on camera, you were absolutely right. And I was wrong. And you taught me something, and I learned something, and it's astonishing. And you're exactly right. The whole field of virology is a total fraud. So the reason I mention that is because we have to understand that each and every one of us is capable of mistakes. What matters is whether we own up to them. Are we capable of admitting that we've been wrong? Are we capable of apologizing to those that we have wrongfully criticized? Are we humble enough to say, you were right? So that question now lays at the feet of Trump. Is he humble enough to say that he was wrong? Will he apologize to his followers? What about his followers who have been vaccinated and injured by the vaccines or killed by the vaccines because they listened to Trump? Will he apologize to them? That's the question. And I don't know the answer because I'm not Trump and I can't know what's in his mind. But I do know that God judges people by their actions, not their words. I mean, not just their words. You can say all day, you praise God and this and that. Or as Trump says, he was reading from, quote, 2 Corinthians. You know, you can try to fake like it all day long, but God judges you by your actions. Actions are what matter. And the actions involve you making the hard choices because it's in the best interests of the people around you and the people who follow you, the people that you lead. In his case, he's the leader of, I don't know, the Trump group. He has an obligation to them, obviously. Will he be capable of making the right choice and admitting his mistake apologizing to them and embracing the humility that comes with that decision. In other words, will Trump behave like an adult? Or will he continue the childlike doubling down, tripling down, quadrupling down? No, vaccines are the greatest thing ever. Take more vaccines. We love it. The booster shots, I saved millions of lives, blah, blah, blah. Vaccines have saved no lives. They have murdered people. They have condemned people to lives of suffering from injuries that cannot be fixed. The vaccines have caused spontaneous abortions of probably around the world millions of babies at this point. The vaccines have murdered the unborn. You cannot honestly say you are opposed to abortion, but you support vaccinating pregnant women. Those are contradictory ideas. And more importantly, the vaccines are creations of Satan. I mean, these vaccines in particular, the COVID vaccines, they're creations of Satan. If you support these vaccines, you are on the side of Satan. You are working with the devil, literally. And if you claim credit for the vaccines, then you are claiming credit for the work of the devil. I don't know about you folks, but I will not support any man, woman, any being who claims credit for the work of Satan and says they are proud of doing that. Oh, hell no. No. And by the way, it's not even such a great thing for people to claim credit for the work of God. The credit should go to God. Right? Right? Isn't it amazing that you have, you know, some of these preachers and these mega church leaders claiming from time to time that they have performed miracles, that they healed people, that they are responsible for the vision, the prophecy that came true. Hey, I've had instant knowledge. I just talked about one recently. Guess what? All the credit goes to God. God gave that to my consciousness. And anyone who has been healed by God. Even when Jesus was healing people, healing the cripples with the crippled hand, that healing was God working through Jesus. It was not actually Jesus' miracle. Even Jesus himself says that. And he said, I serve, you know, God is my Father. And by the way, the priest, the local priest, condemned him for that. How dare you say God is your Father? How can you make such a claim? And I love the attitude of Jesus because I think he said back something like, well, look at you. You claim to be priest, but you're filthy and evil on the inside. You serve the devil. The devil is your father. God is my father. You know, amen. Jesus had the attitude that many of us have in the alternative media today. Tell the truth and demand people act with integrity. If you don't demand integrity from others, you will not get people around you who act with integrity. You will get liars and backstabbers and betrayers. And I don't know about you, but I will not support anyone who would save themselves by condemning millions of others to die. That is not acceptable. That is not a leader. That is a failure. And I'm not claiming that I'm a perfect being either. But I tell you what, if someone had a gun to my head and said, you have to tell your audience to take the vaccine, otherwise we're going to shoot you right now. And as a side note, by the way, in order for them to get into that position, they would have had to dodge bullets all the way in. So if somehow they managed to dodge all my bullets and they had a gun to my head and said, you have to lie to your audience, you have to condemn your audience to die, otherwise we're going to shoot you right now, I would say to them what I mentioned earlier, shoot me, you son of a bitch, and give me eternal life while I save others from being misled. Shoot me and I win. Do your best. I will not surrender to your evil. I will not condemn innocents to die in your name just because you attempt to strike fear into my heart with your weapons. No. There is a much greater force in the universe that you don't understand. Your firearm at my head is no weapon compared to God in my heart. And I wonder if God is in Trump's heart. And I don't know. It's not my place to know for sure what his spiritual reality is. But I'm waiting for him to demonstrate something, some sense of humility, some sense of apology, some sense of responsibility for what he has brought into this world, which is untold death and suffering. Stop making excuses for people who do wrongs. Stop making excuses for people who condemn others to die so they can save themselves. Start demanding morality, ethics, and humanity from those around you, and make those same demands of yourself. And whether you live or die, whether you make it through this pandemic or perish in the process, you shall be saved, because God judges you based on your actions. And your actions are true to him when you speak the truth, even if you are killed in the process. End of story. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams, The Health Ranger, naturalnews.com.